It's Sunday, October 5th, 2008.
Hey, I am H-D-Zo. Got on the fire and radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC crawling your grave.
It's a heave ho, high ho, coming down the plains, stealing weeds and partying.
Well, I am Ragnar Dannisjold, and once again, you have found the Pirates Week, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate radio community. Hey, we got a recap from This Week in Amateur Radio this week of the Florida FM bust a week or so ago. We're going to go through some relevant forum posts on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly, and pirate radio info and news from around the blogosphere. A whole bunch of off-air recordings this week from Lex and Sea Lord, and a few closing thoughts from me. So stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dannisjold.
How's everybody doing this week? I hope you're doing better than I am. As you can probably hear in my voice, I'm not over this, whatever this was. I believe it's actually a sinus infection now. It's I was only sick for about 3 or 4 days, but then it kind of went into my sinuses and my throat and just never went away. I can still kind of feel parts and pieces of it in my ears. It's some nasty stuff. If it's in your circle of friends, man, you don't want to catch this. I don't get sick. I haven't had a sick day in like 3 or 4 years. This is some nasty stuff. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing the last couple of weeks. I'm going to try to make this show as little talking as possible. So I'm going to get right into it. I do want to get a major announcement right out of the way, right off the gate here, and get it out there before my voice completely leaves. There is some really cool, brand new stuff on the audio download section of shortwavepirate.info. Definitely going to want to take a look over there, shortwavepirate.info, over at the audio download section, and you're going to find some really cool new stuff. The illustrious Pat Murphy has generously donated some of his old interviews from his radio show. And while he was a talk radio host, he interviewed a lot of notable personalities in the pirate radio hobby, and a select few of them are now available for download. You're definitely going to want to check out the John T. Arthur interview. That's JTA there on the FRN. Very cool stuff there. It's all found on the audio download section of shortwavepirate.info. Some cool stuff, and I really want to thank Pat Murphy for sending those stuff along, and we'll get it up on the website, make it available for download. In fact, I believe a couple people have already downloaded it, and I think I heard it this weekend, so we won't go into that. So actually, that's all I really want to go on here in the beginning, so let's get into Pirates in the News, shall we?
Pirates in the News.
Well, first up, we have from This Week in Amateur Radio a follow-up of the Florida unlicensed station that was busted a couple weeks ago. If you remember, I was talking about the fact that the news reports were saying that the FCC may not have been involved in this bust and the police did it all on their own. Well, This Week in Amateur Radio did a little digging on their own and found that actually the FCC were involved. They were behind the scenes and they were part of the bus. So take a listen to This Week in Amateur Radio.
A follow-up to last week's story about the arrest of an alleged unlicensed radio station in Florida. You may remember that authorities in Wilton Manors, Florida, announced the arrest of 23-year-old Constantinos Regalos for apparently operating an illegal FM radio station, which is a third-degree felony in Florida. But now, we learn that's not where the story ends. In addition to local law enforcement action, word is that the FCC appears to have been involved in the bust. In a September 10th letter to Regalos, the regulatory agency says that its Miami office received information that an unlicensed broadcast radio station on 103.9 megahertz was allegedly operating in the Wilton Manors area. Also, that its agents traced the signal to Regalos' residence in Wilton Manors. The FCC says that it has information that indicates Regalos was one of the operators of this station. Its letter warns him that this operation is illegal and must cease at once. If not, on a federal level, the penalties he could face include seizure of the radio station equipment, monetary fines, and criminal sanctions, including imprisonment. This is in addition to the Florida state prosecution that is already underway.
Well, taking a look now around the blogosphere for some pirate radio stuff, WJAM, which plays urban and hip-hop, have been heard on the pirate shortwave airwaves from time to time. They have announced on their website that they will start doing their show on Blog Talk Radio. That makes their show internet-based and downloadable. I hope they also start broadcasting on the airwaves again. That'd be a nice compilation to being on Blog Talk. Hey, Blog Talk Radio is pretty cool. I listened to a couple things on Blog Talk Radio. Pirate Radio USA, the movie. You know, the movie, we talked about it here from time to time. Really cool movie about the FM pirates. It was a documentary, came out last year. Pirate Radio USA will be on DUTV. Hey, if you're in the Philadelphia area, you might want to catch this. This is the only time I've heard it actually being aired somewhere where you can really take a look at Pirate Radio USA. Or Pirate Radio USA. DUTV, Drexel University Television, is an educational cable station operated out of Drexel University. DUTV reaches over 400,000 homes in the Metro Philly area. DUTV broadcasts over channel 54 and 62 on Comcast, and they will be airing Pirate Radio USA, the movie, on a whole bunch of times over October, November, and December. Check your local listings for, hey, you really want to catch this if you're in the Philly area. Hey, and word of a pirate radio station, KBJZ on 94.1, is now broadcasting in the Juneau area. Do I have any listeners in Alaska? I'm not sure. I know I got pretty much listeners in every state and all over the world, but not sure if we got any listeners in Juneau. But if you're in the Juneau area, tune over to 94.1 to catch KBJZ. And that's all that's going on Pirate Radio in the blogosphere.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, now it's time to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings, and starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network, frn.net/vines. Hey, Andy Yoder is posting, looking for some info for his next magazine article. This time he's talking antennas, and you can email him the answers and let him know if you want to be kept anonymous. But he's looking for answers to these questions. What type of antennas do you use? Do you experiment with building antennas? Do you use specific or high-grade materials when building antennas? Do you use masts or towers, or do you shoot it up over the tree limbs? Do you have any good and hopefully true antenna installation stories? Do you have any tips for building and installing antennas? And he's always looking for those pictures to include in the article that you could email to him all those answers and hopefully some pictures. So, hey, I'm definitely going to. I already got it put together. I just got to mail it out to you, Andy, and I got some interesting antenna stories for you. Bill O'Wright's posted, after more than a decade in retirement seclusion and enjoying the fresh brisk Montana weather, Radio Free Speech has a comeback show in production, and this will be the first new show from Radio Free Speech since 1998. Bill is citing WBNY for setting the high production values and standards as an inspiration, and he challenges KNBS, WHYP, Radio USA to come out of retirement and join the fun. Actually, I think WHYP has done a couple things here and there, just real small tidbits on the airwaves over the last year or so, but definitely want to see those full shows with the high production values. Bill O'Reilly, if you have not heard a Radio Free Speech show, definitely want to catch one. Actually, I have a few of them available for download on shortwavepirate.info. Take a look at that. But definitely, Bill, man, you're my hero. Can't wait to catch that new show. Hey, and over at Alt Radio Pirate, Al, what are you doing, Al? Back away from the modern-day mysticism. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 660, dated October 4th, 2008, covering free radio activity, stations being heard on the pirate shortwave frequencies include an Amos and Andy radio relay, Backdoor Show, Liquid Radio, Northwoods Radio, Voice of Influenza, easy for me to say, and WBNY. QSLs being received this week include, well, Bad Andy sent Andy Yoder a QSL for his overnight WNKR relays from back in May, and Northwoods Radio sent out a bunch of QSLs this last week, with Axis, Old DXer, and Lex all reporting receiving packages. Hey, and one last side note from the FRN loggings. Marcel over in France is reporting that he caught undercover radio on October 4th, 2055 UTC on 3901 kHz. And he's wondering if that broadcast was a Euro relay or was it actually a 3900 jumping the Atlantic. That's really cool if undercover is down on 3900 now. I'll have to take a look at that.
This is Jane from Radio Free Mount Airy, and you're listening to The Pirates Week with Ragnar Dennis Joel.
He's a fucking slug.
All right, thanks, Jane. Jane's definitely a part of the extended pirate radio family. Also heard on WBCQ, Area 51 over there. Hey, let's get into some off-air recordings. We got a bunch of them this week. Hopefully, keep me from talking. You can just listen to the pirate radio. And got a whole, and they're all going to be from both Zane or Lex down in Texas. We're going to start off with the Backdoor Show. Both Zane Radio in Chicagoland and Sea Lord down in Florida caught the Backdoor Show. 6925 Upper Sideband, the 28th of September. I have both clips queued up. First one's going to be from Zane in Chicago, and then we're going to click on over to Sea Lord in Florida. They're both from just about the same time in the show, right around 1955 UTC. Sea Lord definitely had the better copy here, but take a listen to the Backdoor Show as heard from Chicago and then Florida.
Thank you.
Well, that's cool when you can hear how something heard at the same time at two different locations in the country. That's really interesting. Okay, next up, of course, last weekend was the political event of the season. That's not the debates. That's Cracker's interview of WBNY's Commander Bunny on Area 51 WBCQ, The Planet. You know, the interview was live on WBCQ, but was also simulcast on 6955 Upper Sideband by, well, we don't know who exactly would do something like that, but it was very cool, and it was received well by a lot of people. This is the 29th of September, right around 00 UTC. Lex down in Texas recorded a clip on his Palstar R30C, and you can take a listen to how Cracker was sounding on
6955.
It's going to drag on for a very, very long time, unfortunately. And we are definitely getting handed a really, really bad, bad deal here going into office. However, I have no doubt that we can straighten this out. Now, I do have some very specific ideas, which I have discussed with you and you are fully aware of. You know, I think we definitely need to create a phantom free zone for one. And in this phantom free zone, we will grow phantom. We'll grow pot, lots of pot. Lots of, I mean, I know rabbits like pot. You know, I've grown pot and rabbits eat it all the time. Your audio is a little bit low there, Commander Bunny. But, yeah, so you think we should establish this branch, this phantom free zone in the deep south then? Okay.
Well, Lex also caught WPON light Saturday night, 6925 upper sideband, around 0300 UTC. This bit sounding like equating the USA with Hitler's Germany into some political rap. Take a listen to WPON, The Weapon.
Now, the U.S. government has requested temporary extraordinary powers, powers specifically banned under constitutional law, but powers the government is claiming they need to have to deal with the terrorists. The American people, having already sold their souls to their self-delusions, are agreeing. The temporary powers recently conferred will be no more temporary in America than they were in Germany. The U.S. government knows they rule a nation of cowards. The government has had to spend the money to make the new war something cowards can fight. The government has decorated the troops with regalia to make them proud of themselves, further trapping them in their image. Talismans are added from Orthodox religions and the occult to fill the soldiers with delusions of mystical strength and an afterlife if they fall in battle. And finally, knowing that it takes courage to kill the enemy face to face, the United States government has spent vast sums of money on wonder weapons. Airplanes, submarines, ultra-long-range artillery, cruise missiles, guided missiles, weapons that kill at a distance, so that those doing the killing need not have to face the reality of what they are doing. And men.
I hacked the Pentagon for self-incriminating evidence of Republican manufactured white powder pestilence, Marine Corps flak vest with the guns and ammo, spin bars like a demon stuck inside a piano, turn a Sambo into a soldier with just one line. So here's the truth about the system that fucked up your mind. They gave Al-Qaeda $6 billion in 1989 to 1992, and now the last chapters of Revelations are coming true. And I know a lot of people find it hard to follow this. subliminal bigotry. It makes you hate my politics, but you act like America wouldn't destroy two buildings in a country that was sponsoring bombs dropped on our children. I was watching the towers, and though I wasn't the closest, I saw them crumble to the earth like they were full of explosives, and they thought nobody noticed the news report that they did about the bombs planted on the George Washington Bridge for a night.
WPON, the weapon.
And finally, Sea Lord with his pal star R30C caught Northwoods Radio this weekend, 6925 Upper Sideband around 2330 UTC, playing a bunch of folk music. Take a listen to Northwoods Radio.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at
all? Well, hey, I do have one thing I wanted to mention for the other radio news this week. From Orchid City Software, a new downloadable program, it's a database, the current shortwave schedules for the B07 period running until March, and it's an easy to load and use database. The database uses a QBE, that's a query by example, search functions that pull up the desired information immediately. The program is pleasant and it's easy to use with a real colorful format. Take a look if you want to have a database of the entire shortwave broadcast schedule for you right there on your desktop. You can download it from Orchid City Software. I'll have a link in the show notes for you, and there you go, the entire B07 shortwave broadcast schedule. So, in closing, hopefully I'll shake this, whatever this thing is. Actually, I think it's a sinus infection, but it's pretty much in my larynx and my ear canals. Hopefully by next week I'll shake this thing, so you won't have to listen to my voice crack in your ears. So, what did we learn this week? Well, we learned that Andy Yoder may have antenna envy. Bill O. Wright's, well, he ain't dead yet. Commander Bunny isn't afraid to take on the tough questions during a live interview. And Pat Murphy, well, he likes to lounge around in his Superman costume. That's all for this week. Until next week, hey, as always, thank you for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's PiratesWeek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
but you have heard of me.